You know, most I've ever had up here is about 700. And on the other roof, back in the day, I had about 2,600 birds up there. They look like a tornado.
Like his father before him, Michael Scott breeds primo pigeons, trained athletes, in his native Brooklyn. This is the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Public Radio Exchange and the Nature Conservancy. Each week we feature pieces about the intersection of people and place. Here's Breeding Brooklyn Pigeons, produced by Owen Agnew with Hearing Voices.
All right, bones, let's go. Everybody out. Come on. Let's go. Come on.
These aren't just normal run-of-the-mill pigeons that Joe Schnook found in the street. I mean, I've been breeding these birds for 38 years on my own.
Yeah.
Yes, anybody, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx, Manhattan, any pigeon flying on the roof. Hey, buddy, how you doing? You know the Scott brothers? 99.9 of them will say yes. Everybody knows who we are. And they know we got primo stuff. You know, you got a nice car. This guy's got a nice car, but I got the Mercedes-Benz of pigeons. Anybody knows that. Everybody knows. You know, most I've ever had up here is about 700. And on the other roof, back in the day, I had about 2,600 birds up there. They look like a tornado.
Come on, guys. Let's go. Everybody in the party, out!
I'm trying right now to get them to go straight up. They'll fly around for a couple of minutes. They'll loosen up. They'll get their wits together, and they'll say, okay, crazy's here. We better do what he wants. Come on, let's go. See, they're just horsing around. They're a little lazy right now, but they've been in all day, so they're fresh. If it wasn't, it's got to be like 85 degrees, 82, 85 degrees. If it was a little bit cooler, they would really rock. You know, they go straight up sometimes. They just go up and then you're like, oh man, I don't even see them. When I stop whistling and they lower out, they'll circle the roof, they'll come lower, they'll come lower, they'll come lower, they'll stay for a few minutes, and then they'll say, all right, it's safe to go down now. You know, a lot of my friends, you know, they have hang-ups. Who goes to the bar? Who, you know, does things they're not supposed to be doing, who don't come home for 2 days. You know, the boss always knows where to find me. He's on the roof. Always. There's nowhere else to be in your spare time.
Come on, let's go. One more time.
Owen Agnew produced that piece in Brooklyn, New York. To hear more pieces like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. The Nature Conservancy provides support for this podcast online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. I'm Samantha Brown in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Join us next week.